A Texas-based company has filed an application with the state to drill just outside a residential neighborhood in Naples. People who live in the Golden Gate Estates neighborhood in Collier County want the project moved out of their backyard. Jaime Duran, who owns the closest home to the proposed oil and natural gas well, said he and his wife knew nothing of the proposal until they received a letter asking them for household information.
And she told us that it was they were putting together a contingency plan in the event of an explosion or a gas leak from a well that they were planning to drill about 0.2 miles from our house. It was shocked.
The letter came from a company called Total Safety US that is also based in Texas. The letter asked residents for contact information and whether or not they had transportation to get out of the neighborhood in the case of an emergency. The Duran family thought it was a company simply mining for personal information. When they found out it wasn't, Duran, along with other residents, jumped to action and formed a group called Preserve Our Paradise.
This is a residential street, not even paved. The main street to access this area is a collection of school bus stops. Four times a day, school buses deliver and pick up children on a road that is actually very narrow.
Duran calls the trucks that could at some point carry oil out of the neighborhood rolling bombs. But that's not residents' only concern. Mike Bosey is the planning and zoning director for Collier County. Members of his staff attended a meeting with the Golden Gate Estates Civic Association last month and have been fielding calls from other concerned residents.
Well, the greatest concern we hear from the residents is protection of the groundwater drinking water supply.
But the decision whether or not to allow drilling next to the suburban neighborhood doesn't lie with the county. The Florida Department of Environmental Protection has the sole authority to approve or deny the permits being sought by the DNA Hughes Company. Ed Garrett, the administrator of the DEP's oil and gas program, said two state permits have been filed for drilling near Golden Gate Estates.
That an application is a package is submitted to us along with a fee, an organization report that tells us about the company, a bond or some other type of surety, and then I probably shouldn't try to list them all, but there are maybe 10 or 15 types of plans and reports that have to be submitted to show that the applicant can comply with our rules. The chief amongst those are the casing and cementing plans, the site construction plans, drilling plans, and the H2S contingency plan, if applicable.
That contingency plan was applicable and is what led to residents' concerns when they received the total safety letter. The Hughes Company later issued an apology, saying it was a prefabbed form letter that should have contained more information. Residents were told the DEP was not obligated to inform residents. The DEP's Garrett said that's true, but the department usually only notifies local governments.
We usually don't, because most of our wells are in uninhabited areas. It's not a matter of routine.
But during the same interview with WMNF, Garrett later contradicted that statement.
Drilling sites that close to houses and other human structures are not unusual. Our rules don't make provisions for the safety plan to be any more stringent or less so, whether or not it's close or near close or far from dwellings.
He clarified by saying drilling is most common on uninhabited land, but that doesn't mean areas near human-occupied structures are off-limits to oil companies. Rodrigo Palacios, a resident of a nearby neighborhood, said up until now, drilling next to homes has been rare.
But the main issue is that most exploration has occurred in relatively rural areas, far from any sort of home or human interaction.
Drilling has happened before in Collier County. A road about a half mile away from the neighborhood is called Oil Well Road and was the site of drilling in the 40s. Residents are also worried that a new well could lead to hydraulic fracturing or fracking. That's a process critics say is dangerous because it pumps water and chemicals into underground rock formations, causing them to crack and release oil. The DEP's Garrett said that's not something likely to happen in South Florida.
The type of rock that is is the target formation is made of is carbonate, limestone, and dolomite, and that's not normally the candidate type of rock that oil companies consider the best for hydraulic fracturing.
But Preserve Our Paradise organizer Ellen Hemrick thinks it's still an option because the Hughes Company is known for selling wells to companies who frack.
Many geologists are reassuring us that there's no need to frack this particular kind of layer of the earth. But we've also seen reports from other geologists that say if there's anywhere in Florida that could be fracked, it's actually this particular area.
The Texas Oil Company has extended its permitting window for 30 days to allow for more public comment. The group will meet tomorrow night for another public meeting on the issue. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin.